Welcome to another episode of Searching the Obvious, a podcast by Dixiel Rodriguez. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? Psalms 139:7. Dr. Rodriguez focuses on how the Holy Spirit is ever active in our surroundings and in our lives, urging us to serve others. Her personal stories challenge the listener to be mindful of the Christian walk, recognizing our own fallibilities. This episode is entitled, Trust the Path.
It is rare to receive an emergency code page at 10 p.m. with no room number. At the hospital, I am directed to the cardiology unit. I stand at the doorway of the room. Lights are dim, and a gentleman sits in bed reading a Bible. The patient's closet is open. A priest's outfit is neatly hung. Next to the man is a container with ice water for drinking. No flowers, no cards in the room. What am I missing? The nurse tells me that earlier the patient had coded. Since then, the patient has been quiet, crying, reading the Bible. His name is Peter. I walk into the room, closing the sliding door, just for a bit of privacy. I introduce myself. He offers me a seat in a chair next to him. Closing his Bible, he tells me he has finally gotten to Proverbs. Finally got to Proverbs? I glance at the closet. Is he not a priest? He notices my gaze. Yes, as a priest, I could have read the Bible, but other books were placed in front of me. Books of policy, traditional rituals, well, I just got to Proverbs. I was so consumed with terms such as infinity and eternity, I told my parishioners, this is God's will. Trust the path. Things happen for a reason, and your family member is in a better place. I had it wrong. Peter talks about his failing heart, a boulder of illness blocking his path forward. After much prayer, it doesn't seem God will move the boulder. He is trusting a new path. Peter asks, what would you do if God decided to not remove a boulder from your path? Are you disappointed? Do you use the time to commune with him? I had never really thought of it that way. I walk to the end of the room, collect a blanket from the warmer. God, how do I answer that question? Before I can speak, Peter arrives at an obvious conclusion. Paths are individual. If I trust God, I will wait on him. I will confess my sins, lie at his feet. His will be done. I wrap the blanket around him and simply say, pray earnestly. He is with you at this very moment. I sit, holding his hand, praying quietly until he falls asleep. I slip away, find the head nurse, and ask about Peter's prognosis. She shakes her head. Chaplain, morning won't find him here. I return to the room and softly read Proverbs to Peter. He wakes for a moment as the nurse switches IVs and hears me reading. He says, I have found peace. Please keep my Bible. Then he dozes off. I continue reading, with tears blurring my vision. Before the sun peaks through the night sky, a code blue sounds in the room. Physicians arrive and the code blue runs its course. After 45 minutes, everyone leaves the room. I stay, remembering the many boulders God moved out of my path. On the horizon, God's work awaits, so I will keep walking. I open Peter's Bible. Annotations and marginalia fill its pages. A folded page on Psalm 23. Being part of Peter's journey, I realize it's not about trusting the path, but about trusting God's path for us. The thought lingers as I leave the hospital and find myself falling asleep before the sun rises.
Searching the Obvious is written and narrated by Dixiel Rodriguez. We invite you to subscribe to her podcast along with all of our other podcasts by going to araudio.org. That's araudio.org.